One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed, by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Claudia and Henry at Claudia's house.
Claudia, your mother was saying that in my desire to maintain a complete detachment, I have seemed coolly indifferent to Joan. That was not my intention.
Oh, Dad, Joan's so wrapped up in her own affairs, she probably hasn't noticed.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Are you suffering from the misery of athlete's foot? For relief such as you may never have known before, bathe your feet with Bactine. That's B-A-C-T-I-N-E, to help combat the infection itself. Bactine is new. Bactine is different. Just listen to this. In actual tests, Bactine killed all the different types of fungus germs that cause more than 90% of athlete's foot. Now, of course, you'll want to try Bactine if you suffer from the misery-making irritation of athlete's foot. So do this. Get a 30 or 70-cent size bottle of Bactine at any drugstore. Then use it every day. That's right. Bathe your feet with Bactine every day. The directions in the package will explain. Read those directions and follow them faithfully. Bactine is a crystal clear liquid. It does not spot the skin or clothing, leaves no greasy film. And how wonderful it can make your feet feel. Yes, after the days you've suffered from that painful, constant itching and burning of athlete's foot, now treat yourself to gentle, cooling, and soothing relief. And remember, Bactine helps fight the infection of athlete's foot. You'll say you've never tried anything like it, and that's right. There's never been anything like Bactine. Get a bottle from your drugstore and start using it right away. Yes, for real relief from athlete's foot, bathe your feet with Bactine. B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine. Chapter 22, Book 85. Henry Barber called on his daughter Claudia this afternoon, and if there was any special reason for his visit, it isn't yet apparent. He's been there 30 minutes now, sitting on the terrace near Claudia's garden, chatting about flowers, literature, and the state of the world in general. Claudia was called to the phone a moment ago. He made no gesture to leave. And now Claudia returns.
Who is that on the telephone, Claudia?
Joan, calling from Hazel's. Hank drove over with Joan from Berkeley. She just dropped him off at Hazel's.
Yes.
She'll be here right away.
Yes. Well, I've idled away half the afternoon here. I didn't realize it was so late.
Dad, what was really on your mind?
Huh?
You've been talking around something for half an hour. Out with it.
No. I have nothing to say.
Oh, yes, you have. You're simply bursting with something. Now, what is it?
I've made no comment whatever since you people allowed Joan to take her own apartment at college. No, I've said nothing. But I... Well...
Yes, Dad?
I'm not going to interfere, Claudia, but I would like to ask one question, and that is all. I won't pursue the matter. Are you and Nicholas still satisfied in your own minds that this was a wise move?
Of course, Dad.
Yes.
Joan's almost 20 now. She's a very independent sort of girl, mature for her years.
Yes.
And I know very well, because I can remember... It's pretty hard to study in a sorority house with the rushing in and out and the phone calls and the distractions. If you really mean business, you can do much better alone.
Yes. You are satisfied? It's all right, then.
Of course, Dad. Truly.
Yes. All right. Claudia, your mother was saying that in my desire to maintain a complete detachment, I have seemed coolly indifferent to Joan. Now, that was not my intention.
Oh, Dad, Joan's so wrapped up in her own affairs, she probably hasn't noticed.
Yes. Be that as it may, I stopped in at DuPar's, the antique shop, the other day. And...
Claudia!
Joan, out here on the terrace. What about DuPar's, Dad?
Yeah, wait till she comes. I'll tell her just once.
Well, Claudia. Oh, hi, Grandfather.
Hey, Joan. Good afternoon.
Nice to see you, dear. Sit down.
Oh, okay.
Joan, your mother tells me that you're furnishing that apartment with some rather handsome antiques, eh?
Mm-hmm. I'm getting things as I can afford them, Grandfather.
I was going to say this, Joan. The other day, I dropped in at an antique shop on Clement Street, DuPar's. Do you know it?
Mm-hmm. They have wonderful things.
Yes. Well, I saw there a drop-leaf table. Yes, a very striking piece of craftsmanship. made by a cabinet maker in the early days in Philadelphia. That was when men had time to do good work, Joan. They expressed their integrity with the work of their hands. That's why real antiques are valuable. Well, what I was going to say, I told Mrs. DePauw that my granddaughter was furnishing an apartment at Berkeley, and I thought perhaps you might like that particular table, and if you did, well, I told her to put it aside as a gift from me.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, Grandfather.
How nice of you, Dad.
Well, you go take a look at it and see if you can use it.
Oh, you don't have to go, Dad.
If Hank is over at Hazel's house, I'll stop in and see the boy for a moment. How does he look, Joe?
Oh, he's fine, Grandfather.
Yeah, he'll do well. He's a good boy.
Thanks very much, Grandfather, for the table.
Quite all right. Quite all right. Goodbye. Don't come to the door with me. I'll let myself out.
Bye,
Dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, ever since I got my apartment, I thought Grandfather'd been looking at me as if I were a lawbreaker. Do you suppose he's mellowing?
Oh, he's really sweet, Joan. You just have to understand him. Would you like tea or something?
No, Hank and I had a Coke along the way. Well, Claudia, Paul phoned me to come and talk to you. Just, what is it you're worrying about?
Well, several things, Joan.
All right, here I am.
I'm a little hurt, and maybe this is excessively feminine of me, but I'm a little hurt that I never hear from you, Joan.
I'm busy, Claudia.
A moment ago, your grandfather asked me, and believe me, Joan, this is the very first time he's made any remark whatever about your taking an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
He asked if Nicky and I were perfectly satisfied that this move you've made is a wise one.
Maybe he hasn't mellowed. What did you tell him?
I said we were perfectly satisfied. Not worried at all.
Oh, fine.
But I am worried, and I think I have reason to be.
Oh? You mean you lied to your father? Oh, shame, Claudia.
I didn't want him to be as worried as I am.
All right. Put it on the table, then. What's it all about?
You haven't been completely forthright with me, have you?
No. No, I haven't. As far as that goes, neither of you with Grandfather. You just told me so.
But Joan, I...
All right. I lied to you last week, and probably for the same sort of reason you just misled Grandfather. Because I didn't think you could possibly understand.
Well, you might know I'd try to.
Sometimes the truth is so fantastic, you couldn't expect anybody to believe it. You found out I didn't go to dinner at Glennon's the night I canceled my date with Paul. Is that it?
Yes, Joan. I was quite sure you didn't go to Glennon's.
Phone Mrs. Glennon again?
No, I didn't, Joan.
Oh, clairvoyant?
It doesn't matter how I found out. The fact that you deceived me has me worried, Joan.
Got detectives watching me?
Please.
All right. I'll tell you exactly what happened, Claudia. But let me warn you. If you repeat this to Nicky, we'll have a display of stuffy British disbelief such as you've never seen before in your life.
I don't know why you persist in trying to pick a quarrel with Nicky. He's done nothing whatever to thwart you, Joan.
Where is he today?
He's at the Sky Ranch.
Oh. Well, here's what happened that night. I had a very special dinner prepared for Paul. But that same afternoon, in the library at school, I met a boy named James Beach. He's an engineering student, and he's older. He's 26, and he's been in the service.
You hadn't seen him before?
Oh, that's the question, isn't it? No, Claudia, not that I know of. I wanted an apartment by myself because I wanted to live alone. That's the last time I'm going to say it.
I believe you, Joan.
Well, that's good, because it's true. Anyway, I was sitting in the library, slugging away at zoology, and I was conscious of someone looking at me across the table. When I looked up, there he was.
James Beach.
I didn't know his name or anything about him. I just knew in one glance he was someone I'd like very much to know. Someone I like the looks of. A man, Claudia. Not like these kids I've been running around with. They're babies. Oh, you see how it would be if I tried to explain this to Nicky?
Now, let's not fight Nicky. He isn't even here.
Well, that's why I didn't tell you. Well, James Beach walked home with me. It was as if we'd always known each other. It was a curious thing, Claudia. I couldn't put it into words.
I know.
Anyway, talking to him was exciting and wonderful. We stood outside my apartment for almost an hour, and there was dinner almost ready, and there wasn't much left to do. I knew Paul would understand, and I knew I could explain it to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I invited Jim to come in and stay to dinner. I phoned Paul, and that was that. We talked till about 10:30, and he went home because he had to study. And that's all there was to it. except one more thing. I love him.
What?
It happened the first minute I saw him, the first glance.
Why couldn't you have told me you met a man you like very much? Why couldn't you have told me that? It would be so simple.
Oh, no, it isn't that simple. Once you tell anything in this family, it spreads like wildfire.
I think I'm going to resent that, Joan. I've always respected your confidence.
All right, maybe you have. I only know that whenever anything important has happened to me, everybody seems to know about it and ask questions about it.
My dear, I'm not asking questions.
Well, I couldn't answer if you did ask them. Who is Jim Beach? Where does he come from? And who are his people? And who are his friends? And is he well connected?
Joan.
I couldn't answer because he doesn't tell every intimate little personal thing about himself, like college kids. But I know a great deal about him just the same. I know he's a fine person, well-read and well-traveled, and trivial things don't interest him. I've only seen him once since that night, and then just for a minute. But I know him as well as I know Paul, and admire him for a lot of the same reasons. I only ask you to believe one thing, Claudia. And when it all comes out, if it does, I want you to make Nikki believe it. I never met Jim Beach until after I got my apartment. And that's the truth.
I do believe you, Joan. And there's not going to be any trouble about it. My dear, don't you see how much better it is for everyone when you're completely forthright? Don't ever give me cause to doubt you again.
Well, sometimes you have doubts without cause, Claudia. And don't try to deny it.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. If you're like most folks, you sometimes overindulge in too much rich food or eat something that doesn't agree with you. When this happens and acid indigestion results, take Alka-Seltzer, friends. Yes, Alka-Seltzer can give welcome relief from acid indigestion. Just drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water and drink the sparkling, refreshing solution. See how soon Alka-Seltzer acts to reduce excess gastric acidity. How soon you feel better. Remember Alka-Seltzer for relief from acid indigestion. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer. Never be without it in your home. Here's the family again.
I'd hoped you'd stay to dinner, Joan. Nikki's driving down from the Sky Ranch.
I promised to pick Hank up and take him back to school, Claudia. I'll leave it to you. You can convey to Nikki how sorry I am to have missed him.
Remember Bactine. B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine for the treatment of athlete's foot symptoms. The misery-making irritation of athlete's foot, that terrific itching, burning sensation, can be relieved with Bactine. And more important, the fungus germs that cause athlete's foot can be checked by the powerful germ-killing action of Bactine. Bactine gives a cooling, soothing sensation, really a wonderful feeling of relief from the discomfort of athlete's foot. Get a 30 or 70-cent size bottle of Bactine at any drugstore. Use it for athlete's foot faithfully every day according to directions. Also, read the descriptive folder that comes with your bottle of Bactine for its many, many other helpful uses. Be sure you ask your druggist for B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Clifford's Promotion, Chapter 23, Book 85. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.